I feel good. You know, coming to watch the film, really, you know, at the time, and I'm sure, you know, as long as it goes, you know, everybody will look back at that game, and my play will be defined by seven plays, really, three interceptions, and then the last four plays of the game. And when you take those out of it and you go and watch the rest of the game, I actually felt really, you know, pleased with the way I play. I think, you know, you learn from the mistakes, and I know I was hard on myself, and I've always said I'll always be the hardest, you know, critic on myself. It's the only way you get better. So obviously you can't make those mistakes, but when you watch the game as a whole, I felt pretty good about it. You know, we moved the ball up and down, and whether it was pass game, run game, some of the run checks that I made, I mean, you got to take it into account the entire game and not just those seven plays. So, you know, I mean, I was hard on myself because I want to be the best and I want to be as good as I can be. So that's the only reason, you know, I felt that way. Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, it happens with guys that you practice every day. I mean, you can't rep every play you're going to play in the game. So, you know, there's going to be times where you're, you know, you misfire or, you know, you think one thing, he thinks another. And obviously with, you know, this being his first week back and only having three practices, there was, you know, more with Josh than there were with other guys. So, you know, we continue to get better, improve. And the more we practice together, the more, you know, especially it's not the same system that we played in together last year either. It's not like we can revert back to what we did last year. So really go back to OTAs and training camp. But even now, you know, you talk about game planning, you're putting specific plays in, and hopefully you get the reps there in practice week, and then hopefully they play out against the same defensive looks. I mean, there's times where you might rep a play in practice against one look, and then you get to a game, and then sure, it's that play, and you know how he's going to run the route against this certain coverage, and then you don't get that coverage, you know. So it'll come with time, and I don't think, you know, for being the first game back, there was a few, but it wasn't, you know, a huge number. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Josh was on a different schedule than us. I mean, for me, you know, whenever I saw him, I said hello. I think, you know, I can kind of relate to it from when I was injured last year. You know, when you're in the building, but you're not really a part of the team, like, you kind of just feel like things are going on without you. You know, the team's moving on without you, and it's a terrible feeling. I mean, you know, I've talked about it with Alex Mack. You know, I know exactly how you feel. You know, you see your teammates going about the business that they do every day, and you want to be a part of it, but you're really not. I mean, I think, you know, part of that probably had to be with the schedule Josh was on. Obviously, he was in some of the meetings and stuff, but I know that he had some things that he was doing upstairs and things like that. But, you know, I think I can understand where what he's saying when he says that. But I think, you know, we're obviously glad to have him back, and he's definitely a big part of this team. There's no doubt about that. Well, I don't know how much he affects the front four. I think, you know, you talk about their front four. I mean, I'd challenge anyone to find a better front four in the league than these four guys. I mean, I think they're all either first-round draft picks or Pro Bowlers. So, you know, we definitely know what they're capable of and how they, you know, affects how the way they play defense. I think their secondary knows how good their front four is, and they play tough. I mean, they know that, you know, maybe they don't have to guard as long as some other secondaries because their front four is going to get there really quick. I think Coach Pettine told us today they have the most sacks in the league with the least amount of pressure. So they're getting their pressure from the front four without blitzing, and we know that. I mean, we know going in that we have to be able to handle those guys to be successful. You know, it's depending on what game you watch. I mean, some teams run the ball more than others. You don't really see them. You know, it's not a huge stack-the-box type of thing, but you never know how they're going to play us. I mean, sometimes it's hard with the way that our offense is to find games that are comparable to watch against certain teams because obviously we're a heavily, you know, primarily run team, and then everything kind of, you know, falls off of that. But, you know, there's a few games where you see, you know, that it's difficult to run the ball, and then you see some other teams that have some success. I think it's all about the scheme and how you attack them. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, for me, I knew Coach Pettine because of his time with the Jets. And, you know, going against them twice a year, we knew exactly about their scheme, and I knew exactly who he was. So I think for me, now you got Coach Schwartz. Obviously, great coach, was a head coach for a long time in Detroit. I mean, you go back to look at some of his defenses, but I think at this point in the year, we kind of have a feel for what he's going to do with these players. So, you know, what he did in Detroit probably doesn't matter as much as what he's done the last 12 weeks with Buffalo with that personnel. So it's not like I'll go back and watch his Detroit games. You know, you watch this season and go from there. I mean, I was nervous because it was a short week. I mean, you can only do so much with, you know, playing on 4 days rest, really, and trying to watch as much stuff as you can. And I think for me, I reverted back. At that time, it was still pretty early in the season. It was his first year. I reverted back to a lot of the New York Jets notes that I had that I'd kept from my time in New England and kind of went off that and then watched some film and kind of go in that direction. I think for me, with my familiarity with him being in New York and New York's scheme, it was a lot more, you know, comparable to do that than it is with this situation. Yeah, Gary, no matter when it was, I know there was one time in might have been the Baltimore game where it was a long third down and he caught the ball and got a first down. It just seems that You know, for him, he's just a guy out there loving, you know, the game and playing football, and nothing's too big for him. So whether, you know, Jordan's down and he has to step in and fill in, it's not like he is this guy who gets nervous, like, oh, I might have to – I mean, he just kind of goes with the flow. He's a fun-loving guy, and obviously we've seen in big-time situations him come up with big catches. So it's good to see, you know, when someone goes down, your top tight end goes down, that you have guys that are willing to be able to step up and make plays. And even Jim Drace had a few big catches this year. I go back to the one on third and short against I think it was Tampa Bay, where I threw it back across the field. He makes a great catch. Right. I mean, those guys have done a great job all year stepping up. No, not at all. I don't think so. I mean, when a guy has to serve a 10-game suspension, I think, you know, he's done his time. I mean, we welcome him back with open arms, obviously, not just because the player is, but we all know the type of person Josh is. You know, he's a great guy. He's a great part of this team, and, you know, he's a big part of this locker room. And so, yeah, he was, you know, when they allowed him to come back in the building, like I said, he was around, but I can understand what he was saying. You know, when you're in the building, but you're not doing everything that the team's doing, you can't go out to practice. You kind of just feel like, you know, you're helpless. You know, so I know that's how I felt. But you know, I don't think he had to earn back anything. We knew he'd come back humble, hungry. I think he said, you know, those words himself, and you could see it on the field. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, now you get to this point in the season where there's five games left, and like you said, I mean, look at our division. I mean, every team has seven wins, and but I think for the biggest thing for us is we can't really worry about what the other teams are doing. We have to worry about ourselves, and that starts with Buffalo this week. So, you know, it's one of those weeks where it's a holiday week, and, you know, it can be easy to have some distractions. I think we really have to, you know, focus in, yeah, go enjoy our time with our families tomorrow, enjoy some turkey and do those types of things. But also, you know, hopefully, you know, we're in our, you know, looking at our iPads while we're at home waiting for the food to be served. But, you know, it's just one of those things, I think, especially, you know, talk about uncharted territory. I think, you know, most Browns teams at Thanksgiving, you know, don't have much to really, really play for. And we do. We have everything in the world to play for right now. So hopefully, you know, we realize that. And I think we do. I think, you know, for a team that hasn't been in this situation for a long time, you see guys understanding what's at stake. And I think that's a big part. I mean, that's what you play for. I mean, this is what, you know, we talked about in the beginning of the season. And the best thing is now it's up to us. You don't have to wait for, you know, other teams to do this. You know, we just go out and play and, you know, I think, you know, control our own destiny. I think you look at it that way. And like you said, you know, with five games left, you never know how it's going to play out. And for us, we just have to focus on ourselves, what we can do, and how to beat Buffalo. That's our only goal right now. And you know, take it on one week at a time. Yeah, I definitely think so. I think we know how to. I don't say we know how to. We know what we have to do to be able to be successful, and that's handle those front four. I think their defense all starts with those guys, and you know, they've earned our respect just by putting on the film. We know exactly if we want to win this game, we have to be able to handle those guys up front, and you know, because I think they make everyone around them better, and that's a huge compliment to it's not just one guy, not just two guys, it's all four of those guys, and then, you know, even rotating in like a Manny Lawson. I mean, this guy's a former first-round pick too. So, you know, I think we know going in that's the key to the game for us offensively. Oh, man, I think, you know, for a guy who I know when he first got here, I knew about him, but a lot of people kind of questioned to be able to handle, you know, being a head coach in his first year the way he has, to rally our guys around him, to have everybody buy into his philosophy. I don't think, you know, a lot of guys aren't able to do that in their first year. And I think I don't know what it was. Maybe we were scared of him because, you know, the way he looked or his mentality. But, you know, we bought in and he set the tone from day one. And I think when you have a group who's desperate to win and you have a coach who believes in what he's telling you and you say, you know what, we're all in. We trust this guy and let's just see where it takes us. And then, you know, you have some success and it keeps building and keeps building and you believe in him even more. But I think he's very confident in him, in himself and his philosophies and his schemes. And I think when a coach can come in and be confident and show that and expect you to kind of, you know, either jump on board or get off the train, I think, you know, it shows where we're at as a program.